From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a deadly attack on a hotel in Mogadishu today, leaving at least 11 people dead. Al-Qaeda-linked group seeks to impose a strict form of Islamic law on the country and has frequently beheaded, stoned to death, or amputated the limbs of people accused of various crimes. Russia is observing a national day of mourning today for the 224 people killed in a plane crash Saturday in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. The Airbus A321 was a charter flight operated by a small airline called Metrojet. It disappeared from radar 23 minutes after taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh before dawn Saturday on a flight to St. Petersburg. Investigators have the plane's data recorders, which they hope will explain why it crashed. Elections taking place in Turkey today, called by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after his AKP party lost its parliamentary majority in the June polling. Central issue in the election is the rising influence of Kurdish voters who are going to the polls in large numbers. Rukiye Demir is Kurdish and lives in Istanbul.
These elections are important because the ruling party and the government are waging a dirty war. It's the first time in history that we get a chance like this atmosphere to recognize Kurdish rights with elections.
Surveys show most Turkish Kurds don't want to force autonomy and see the democratic process as the way forward. Medical charity Doctors Without Borders says at least 70 people were killed in an airstrike and shelling on a crowded rebel-held neighborhood near the Syrian capital. MSF also saying that 550 people were wounded. This is VOA News. President Obama pleaded for peace between Israelis and Palestinians at a rally to remember a man who died for peace, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Mr. Obama spoke by video to tens of thousands of Israelis celebrating Rabin's life on Saturday in Tel Aviv.
In these difficult days, for Israelis, for Palestinians, and for the region, Yitzhak's life, his dream, inspire us still. What he said to the crowd that night remains true of all of you. In coming here today, you demonstrate that the people truly desire peace and oppose violence.
Saturday's events came nearly 20 years after Rabin's assassination at a peace rally. A Jewish extremist opposed to peace with Palestinians assassinated the prime minister. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who worked directly with Rabin, spoke in Tel Aviv with a plea for peace that comes amid heightened tensions between Israelis and Palestinians. Rumors that Israel planned to take over East Jerusalem holy site revered by Muslims and Jews has been at the center of a month of violence that has left 11 Israelis dead and about 65 Palestinians. The so-called Islamic State has managed to create a safe haven for itself in Nangarhar province. That's in eastern Afghanistan, and it's trying to expand its presence. We get more now from VOA's Aisha Tanzim.
The front lines against the so-called Islamic State in Afghanistan are constantly under threat. Afghan security forces are fighting to keep the militant group at bay. Local officials say IS is trying to move beyond this district.
They wanted to take over not just Achin, but all of Nangarhar.
Security forces stopped that attack and insist they have things under control. Fear among people in the area, though, is growing. They say IS is increasing its presence in the surrounding districts. The government has promised to launch a full-scale operation against the group, but it appears to be tied down elsewhere in the country. And, at least for now, there seem to be no efforts to clear out the IS safe havens in the mountains. Aisha Tanzim, Nangarhar Province, Afghanistan.
Leaders of South Korea, China, and Japan have agreed to resume their annual three-way summits, putting aside their lingering disputes and resentments that have lasted for decades. South Korean President Park Geun-hye hosted Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Chinese Premier Li Keqiang in Seoul today for the first trilateral summit between the Asian economic powerhouses since 2012. Meeting came to halt over Abe's reluctance to acknowledge his country's brutal occupation of the Korean Peninsula in the first half of the 20th century. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.